today. It's beautiful.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen Portnoy. Under criticism from some in the space community for planned cuts, President Obama today challenged NASA to go further, to land a man on an asteroid, even to fly to Mars. ABC's Matt Gutman is live at the Kennedy Space Center.
Stephen, the president said he belongs to a generation that revered the astronauts. One reason that...
I am 100% committed to the mission of NASA and its future.
He outlined a vision in which private companies would ferry astronauts to the space station while NASA would focus on catapulting humans to Mars by the 2030s. The moon would be skipped.
We've been there before. Buzz has been there. There's a lot more of space to explore.
And while 7,000 jobs will be lost when the shuttle is retired next year, the president said his plan would create 2,500 new ones. Stephen?
ABC's Matt Gutman live at the Kennedy Space Center. Federal officials say they busted a huge smuggling ring in the West involving shuttle buses between Mexico and the U.S.
Sources are telling ABC News a raid shut down a major pipeline that's been smuggling illegal immigrants into the U.S. for years, not only smuggling Mexicans in, but that it was a global operation smuggling in anyone for a price. One person busted today is from China. The group used a van service as a front.
ABC's Alex Stone in our Western Bureau. The airspace over the UK will be closed until tomorrow afternoon, London time at least, following this morning's volcanic eruption in Iceland. The ash that spewed from the volcano covers Europe, and thousands of flights to and from the continent are grounded now because the ash can destroy a plane's engines. On this tax day here in Washington, D.C.,
I believe in the Constitution!
A Tea Party rally in Freedom Plaza downtown drew activists who decry the size and power of government. Tonight, they'll march to the Washington Monument to unveil the contract from America. At the close, the Dow is up 18 points. You're listening to ABC News.
The Home Depot introduces the new Martha Stewart Living Paint Collection. Not that Martha Stewart needs any introduction, but her 280 hand-picked colors plus coordinating trim color suggestions priced under $25 a gallon for interior flat paint, well, that's big news, and only at the Home Depot. Let Martha color your thinking with our new Martha Stewart Living Paint Collection from under $25 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Today, a House panel heard emotional testimony from a mother whose daughter experienced a spanking at school at the hands of her principal.
Against her instructions, her daughter was paddled in school in Mississippi for wearing sweatpants.
She had purple bruises. You could see the mark of the paddle across her buttocks.
An outraged Linda P. told the House panel she even tried to get the local sheriff to intervene without success. The House panel is considering whether to ban spanking or paddling school kids. It's still legal in 20 states. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
Well, tax time means trouble for plenty of Americans, but it doesn't have to. ABC's Jim Ryan says help is available for the asking.
Richard is a home remodeler when he can find the work. He estimates that he owed about $20,000 in back taxes, and while he had heard about the United Way's Earn It, Keep It, Save It tax help program...
When something's for free, you're kind of hesitant.
Gary Godsey of the United Way in Dallas says thousands of low-income taxpayers have been helped.
Some are leaving thousands of dollars on the table simply because they didn't know how to access them.
Richard sat down with a volunteer preparer.
The first thing she did was work on my wife's. Found out that she was going to receive $5,700 back in refund.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Up in space, Discovery astronauts having trouble with the latching system for a cargo compartment. They're trying to get out of the International Space Station. This is ABC News.
Hey, I just woke up and my car was stolen.
I'll be happy to assist you.
The car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they pushed her car out to get to my car.
Oh, no.
Police department.
This is OnStar. I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Riddler Brook Court.
Okay, we'll get units out there.
Look for OnStar on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
I'm Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. We are live at what's being billed as the largest Tea Party rally in the Bay Area. The Alameda County Fairgrounds is gearing up for candidates, Tea Party activists, and an afternoon of speeches. Entertainment already underway.
We're not anti-Obama, but it's also the state is in trouble. I haven't been impressed with Schwarzenegger either.
We'll go in-depth on Tea Party phenomenons as we go broadcast live the KGO Afternoon News from the event. A proposal to ban smoking at state beaches and parks has passed the Senate and is now on Governor Schwarzenegger's desk, although he has not taken a position on it yet. And with the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Fairfield, westbound 80th Air Base Park, we look out for a bag of bottles in the right lane. A couple of couches in the roadway, too. Antioch, west 4 before Lone Tree. Your car takes care of you. Care for it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in the engine. Use gasoline that cleans. Chevron with Checkron. Care for your car. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly cloudy tonight, partly sunny tomorrow with highs into the low 60s. I'm Brett Burkhart. We are live at the Alameda County Fairgrounds, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. You know, let's begin with something, one of those things. You get on the internet, I can't fact check every little piece of this. Some of it I know to be true, and the rest is just kind of amazing and interesting. And here you go. If there were 100 people, take 100 people who represent the entire Earth's population. Makes the percentages easy. All right? 100 average people. 57 of them would be Asians. 21 Europeans. 14 would be Americans. 8 would be Africans. And by the way, the 14 Americans, that includes North America, Central America, and South America. Does that alter your perspective a little bit? 30 would be Caucasians and 70 would be non-Caucasian. 30, 70. 30 would be Christian. 70 would be non-Christian. Six out of that 100 would possess 59% of the wealth of the world, and all of them would come from the United States. 80 would be in poverty. 70 would be illiterate. 50 would suffer hunger and malnutrition. 1 would own a computer. 1 would have a college education. If you have a refrigerator, clothing, a roof, and a place to sleep, you're wealthier than 75% of the world. All right, now let's move to fun stuff. Larry King. Yes, Larry. You go, guy. 8th divorce from 7 different women? I guess means he remarried one of them. There ought to be a rule. Maybe that's the 11th commandment, you know, and Moses left it off. Thou shalt not marry the same woman twice. Anyway, let's see. Let's do some... Let's share the dirt here. It turned out they exchanged vows in a hospital room as he's going into surgery for a clogged blood vessel. You're about to have open heart surgery? Yeah, you bet you want to tie the knot. Now, I can't get into all the rumors about his cheating on her and her cheating on him, and he denies he ever hit her. And they had a very public fight inside of a Beverly Hills restaurant. You don't want to do that in public. But a friend of mine, a psychologist, sent me, I think, something very insightful I never thought about. With all the psychics on his show, not one of them could tell him this was coming down the pike? What do you think? Not even Dr. Phil. He's not psychic. He's just, well, whatever he is. So Larry, and I've seen psychics do his readings. They never saw it. All right, here we go. String of important things today. We just got a lot of medical health news here. Okay, let's talk about this one. Has to do with a woman. You tell me. Here's a woman. I'm not privy to the intimate details of the case, but the woman's convicted of forcing a 13-year-old boy to touch her breasts. And I could describe for you the whole story, and you don't need it. This said she, you know, she kissed a friend's kid and grabbed his hands to touch her breast. And she says she was drunk, doesn't remember what happened. Life in prison. 34 years old. Life in prison because it's lewdness with a minor. A minor under 14. Now, if you're a priest, that's fine. You might have to move across town to another parish. But life in prison for getting drunk and grabbing a kid's hands and pulling them to your breasts. Here's another weird one. 25-year-old man said he accidentally shot to death his 22-year-old girlfriend. They were using a gun during a drunken foreplay. He says they have been drinking. Says it's his girlfriend of 10 years. Now, that means she was 12. Does he really want to admit that? He told detectives, hey, she's my girlfriend for 10 years. She's 22 years old. He said he rubbed the loaded handgun all over her body after drinking. And he forgot about the gun till after sex. He went and grabbed the gun at the end and picked it up and swinging his arms around, and it happened to go off, and he killed her. The problem is here, there have been three previous domestic violence incidents involving this particular couple. And then the issue of sexting, it's a tricky one. This is a murky issue, really, really murky, because who knows what's really going on and how to handle sexting. Now, based on parents' complaints, the administrators at Susquehanna High School might face their own consequences, creating another murky issue in the untested intersection of children, technology, pornography. High school officials being investigated after parents claim pornographic images and videos from cell phones confiscated from students were passed around and viewed by more than just those administrators who investigated the incident. Right? Of course, one or two people had to see the images to determine what they were. But if more than one or two top administrators saw them, there better be a good reason why. School employees could be charged with displaying child pornography, the same charges the students involved could face, but they're adults, you see. They could get in trouble. You go to federal prison for emailing pornography, child pornography, right? So let's see how they apply the law this time. It's a law that can be used very unfairly, I think. All right, well, health insurance companies trying to cook the books before people know. Some of the largest for-profit health insurers are shifting administrative and other expenses ahead of health care reforms to make it appear like they're spending more on your care. Quote, the insurance industry is beginning to consider the impact of the new federal required medical loss ratio requirements. For example, WellPoint, quote, has already reclassified more than $500 million of administrative expenses as medical expenses. So it looks like they're really good guys. And WellPoint spokesperson said, well, the company will work with regulators. See, there's going to be a lot of changes, a lot of adjustments as we sink into this. Quickly about healthcare here, other countries. People living in countries with government-run healthcare systems, like Sweden and Canada, are more confident than Americans that, quote, their families can get good, affordable care. This is a 22-nation survey. They found 75% of Swedes, 70% of Canadians thought it would be fairly easy to get treatment for a relative who became ill, compared to 51% of Americans. And it, by the way, it doesn't just go along with if you have government health care, because, for instance, 55% of British residents expressed that confidence, low confidence in other countries. Hungary, Russia, South Korea, less than 30%. India and China, 64% of Indians cited confidence, putting them fifth behind the Netherlands. China, 34%. So quite interesting. So it's not only whether or not you have access or if it's government run or not, but looks like it's how it's run. In another survey, French adults praise their healthcare system, while patients in Germany do not. Right? Interesting. The question, 1,000 people in each country, 55% of those in France and Switzerland gave their healthcare systems an A. That's 30% in Britain, 21% of you in the United States right now give our healthcare system an A or a B, and 70% in Germany. And in terms of money, of course, we top the spending. We spend $7,300 per capita, or 16% of our GDP. Britain, $2,900, 8.4% of GDP. This survey was conducted before the law was signed. Here's something that's going to be used, but be careful here. First of all, this has to do with a study in circumcision, uncircumcision, and intactness and HPV. And they found here that if a man is uncircumcised and catches HPV, all right, it will last in him for 154 days, and men circumcised 91 days, which might make you think, uh-oh, right? Well, turns out there's no difference in the transmission of HPV. This is contrary to things you may have heard between whether you're intact or you're circumcised. So it might take a man a little longer to clear the virus, or maybe, there's moisture. An intact man is a little bit different. It would be like there are fewer germs in women who are circumcised. Would you allow me to use that as a justification to circumcise women? I've told you this before. Circumcision makes them nice and clean and dry, right? So, because I meet a lot of women who want to argue with me about the aesthetics of all this kind of thing. So it doesn't look like circumcision has anything to do with HPV there. Here's the blockbuster today. I hope you're sitting down. You can't say we haven't been on top of this one. This is shocking the heck out of people. U.S. National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. For women eating a regular healthy diet, and that's most women in America where it was done, if you take your prenatal vitamins or take multiple vitamins, in the third trimester of pregnancy, you will triple the risk of a premature delivery. Now, studies in developing countries where women are semi-starving have found prenatal supplements are beneficial. And every time you ask me this question, I tell you we've never done a good, careful study. And we have not been able to see this. And they saw no difference in the risks of having a low birth weight baby for more than 80% of women who took supplements at any point in pregnancy. So we're having trouble proving that the supplements help other than folic acid in the reduction of spina bifida. It's a birth defect. 30% of women taking supplements during the third trimester, were 3 times as likely to have a premature delivery. That's taking smoking, alcohol consumption, other relevant factors into account. So listen, if why this is true, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Maybe there's an interaction between different vitamins and minerals and reduce the nutrients available to a growing fetus. If you're going to take prenatal vitamins, ask your obstetrician, gynecologist, if indeed you should take them in the third trimester. If they've never heard of this study, tell them to read their medical journals. This is a British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and it's quite upsetting. Antidepressants. More than 40% of U.S. adults who are depressed are smokers. More than half of middle-aged men with depression were also smokers. Half of women under 40 who were depressed, smokers. So there's something there about self-medication. Very hard to dissect out what's exactly going on. All right, here you go, guys. I know. New Year's resolutions, you said you were going to go to the gym, but you're not. You're just sitting at the desk. Well, here's a fast-growing line of high-tech underwear, which will trim your torso and benefit your health, they say. This company, Australia-based company Equimen, pioneering fitwear for men who just, you know, spend your weeks hunched over desks and high-stress jobs and weekends chasing their kids. Compression wear, well-researched, accepted. The stuff is made in Israel. They've developed a very clever, elastic, seamless kind of a fabric. So it's like kind of a corset. And sales are going through the roof. This is kind of sad. Maybe you remember that a trip to West Africa and seeing bushmeat on the menus, and it's very upsetting. Bushmeat is like anything other than what, you know, normal people eat. I hate to say not normal, but because this is part of the culture and food is food. They eat monkeys, they eat all kinds of things. Well, researchers were testing illegal shipments of bushmeat smuggled into the United States and have found a virus very similar to HIV in the bushmeat. One of the main theories about the original outbreak of HIV, we think in Africa, is from the eating of bushmeat. And we think that the AIDS virus originally was an animal virus that that crossed over. And this is, all kinds of things. Monkeys, bats, rodents, and it goes on and on. And, of course, this is just decimating wildlife populations in Africa as we push into the jungles and build roads and make farms and all this. Keep your eye on this. Everybody's moaning. We don't have enough medical schools to keep up, that we're going to need more doctors as more people come into the healthcare system. And I don't know if we need more doctors. We need more primary care doctors. And if part of the system would be to build medical schools and allow people to become physicians who don't want to have, you know, a couple of $100,000 in debt when they finish, that's, I guess, a good thing. And if they can give a kid a free medical education and say, you know, come work for 15 years in an underserved area and we'll give you a free medical education. You know, you got to make a deal, because otherwise more doctors will make it worse. I'm sorry. You look at the demographics of this, and you will find that where there are more doctors, health care is 3 times more expensive, and outcomes are no better and sometimes worse because medicine does not obey the standard laws of economics. It isn't supply and demand. So what happens is more doctors, they compete more fiercely, and to survive may do more procedures, may run up the tab a little more. A lot more likely, we talked about how a doctor who has a financial interest in a surgery center, you know, does 2-3 times more surgery than other doctors. So as the shortage of doctor thing starts to loom and we try to justify creating more medical students, I just hope someone's looking carefully at the number and the distribution of it all. All right. All right, we're going to talk about the Tea Party, teabaggers. And, of course, they're all very mad about that Harris poll and about the reporting of it. Well, now I may have some better news for you. You've seen some of this, but some of the data I'm going to throw at you, you have not seen. And it has to do with some of these new polls. And now, what do Tea Parties, teabaggers really feel about issues I've not heard them questioned about? It actually is very interesting. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, from Dr. Dina Dell.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If you're losing your hair and have been waiting for science to create a miracle, I have exciting news for you. Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg with Kevis. Our scientists in Italy have created and patented a new enzyme that dissolves the DHT molecule in your scalp on contact. By eliminating DHT, the recognized cause of hair loss, your hair grows thicker, healthier, and fuller. No minoxidil, no side effects, just results. Published clinical studies have proven Kevis works, and Kevis has helped tens of thousands of men and women restore their youthful appearance and confidence. Now Kevis is stronger and more effective than ever. The enzyme triples the strength of Kevis. That's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new enzyme, call now and you'll receive 50% off. Call 888-930-HAIR. Our friendly consultants are knowledgeable and will answer all your questions. Call 888-930-HAIR. That's 888-930-HAIR.
Want to save $10,000 off MSRP on every single Silverado pickup at Courtesy Chevrolet? It's a four-hour super sale, 4 hours only, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Here's John Anderson.
A huge selection of Silverados and $10,000 off every single one.
This Saturday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Not leftover 09s, brand new 2010s. From inexpensive base models to totally loaded models. Your choice, $10,000 off the MSRP.
Example, regular cab, one available, then $139,292. With automatic air, MSRP 21,860, less 10,000, an amazing 11,860. Extended cab, automatic air, MSRP 26,405, 10 grand off, 16,405. Six available only this Saturday at Courtesy Chevrolet San Jose. Click on CourtesyChevrolet.com or call 1-800-256-0800. $10,000 discount is $4,000 courtesy discount, $5,000 rebates, and $1,000 GMAC finance assistance at standard rates on approved credit. Absolutely expires 2 p.m. this Saturday.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Jonathan in Rochester, New York. How you doing, Jonathan?
Hey,
Dr. Dean. I've got a question for you. I am 50 years old. I have an undescended testicle. It's never caused any problem, but when I saw a urologist a couple years ago, just for basic checkup and everything, he suggested I have it removed, you know, and I'm wondering, in your opinion, would that be a wise thing to do? I know that men with undescended testicles have a higher incidence of testicular cancer, but again, it's never caused a problem, so I'm just wondering if I should go through with the surgery or not.
Yeah, is this the first time that's been recommended? Because I can't imagine that you were younger and you saw doctors that they would not have recommended that, or did they and you just ignored it, or what's the history?
I first learned about it when I was around age 12, and I don't think any action was suggested at that time. So yeah, this would be the first time that somebody said, hey, you should have it.
Because they can bring it down, you know, and I'm surprised they didn't offer, offer you that. So here's what's confusing. Testicular cancer is a younger man's disease, the peak incidence being earlier, you know, say 30 to 40. And yes, you're right, an undescended testicle does have a higher risk of testicular cancer. But I gotta tell you, I just don't know a man your age who survived without getting the cancer. What your risk is at this late stage, and I guess that's the figure. If I had that, we could be really clear. I'd say, hey, listen, leave it. You lived with it your whole life. Whereas if you still have an ongoing risk of testicular cancer, and the risk would be modified by the fact you can't feel this. Now, as you know, you can feel your other testicle easily. Every man can feel his testicle. Just the beauty of it. It's one of the only organs you can get your hand all the way around 360 and feel if there's lumps. So no man should ever die of testicular cancer. So now the question is, how do we get the answer to that question? I'm sure urologists would know it. I would say if there's any question about it, because it's not doing you any good, you might consider it getting removed if that risk persists throughout your life. Now, there may not be easy to find enough data. There may not be enough men out there who have had an undescended testicle all their lives and are midlife like you. To even accumulate the data. So I kind of need help with that one. So we need the data. We need the data. So if you can find it online or ask your doctor what your risk is at this point versus what would your risk be if you were 12, and then make a decision. It's no biggie. It's a simple, simple procedure. It's never a biggie when it's your body and not mine. What can I tell you? Let's talk to Jeremy. How you doing, Jeremy?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Let's see. I have a mole, I believe, on the back of my neck. I originally thought it was, I guess, a blackhead, so I kind of picked at it and, scratched it pretty hard. And now I'm just wondering maybe if I should have it evaluated.
Well, you sound young, and the answer is yes. I never say no to that, because malignant melanoma, it can kill you. It starts in moles. And I'm not sure why you picked at it. Maybe there was something you felt different about it. I mean, you hear all kinds of stories of from a dog sniffing a mole that looked perfectly fine, turned out to be malignant melanomas. And yes, because it's bothering you. If you picked it today, you're going to pick it next week. You'll be picking it the rest of your life. So the fact that if it's in an area there, it's easy for you get in a little habit of picking at it, that's enough of a reason for me to remove it. And if it has any suspicious look to it, it ought to be removed. And the thing is, after you scratch it a little bit, I mean, a good dermatologist will see through the damage that you did by picking at it, and maybe it just arose recently, and you're just noticing it. That kind of scares me a little bit. Is this a mole that you know you've had all along, or do you think this could be new?
Well, I'm not exactly sure if it is a mole, but after picking at it, it looks like it could be now, after I've, had a little...
Yeah. Well, that's tough to say. Listen, Jeremy, do you have access to health care? Did you say yes?
Yes, Kaiser.
Yeah. Well, then, go do it. You could consider letting it heal a little so they can see exactly what it is. And it's real tricky seeing stuff in the back of your neck. But, yeah, you betcha. I'd get it checked out. Once again, malignant melanoma. No, it can happen. I don't care how old you are. It can happen, and that's what's important. All right, we're going to talk about teabaggers. All right, the Tea Party. Some new polls out that are quite, quite interesting and not exactly what people had expected, huh? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, and Dr. Dean Adele.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. This tax deadline day is being marked by Tea Party gatherings throughout the Bay Area. One of the largest is in Pleasanton, where Senate candidate Carly Fiorina will speak to a crowd expected to top 5,000 people. President Obama today said we cannot accept the deaths of coal miners as a cost of doing business. He said mine owners must be held accountable for what they do and what they don't do. Two major bombs hit Kandahar, Afghanistan today, one targeting an area used by Western businesses, the other a hotel used by foreign news organizations. In all, six people were killed. The weather for the Bay Area, partly cloudy and in the 40s tonight, partly sunny and in the 60s tomorrow. The chance of rain has evaporated. This is KGO.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Bathroom maintenance may not be fun, but here's a tip that helps you avoid problems. Jim Cable of Case Handyman and Remodeling, a Diamond Certified company, talks about water damage.
Take a look at any crumbling grout or caulk in and around the bathtubs, the sinks, and the toilets. You want to make sure those seals are very tight. Prevent water from reaching any of the structural elements in the wall or in the floor and creating any rot or mold.
If you have a problem, you can trust a Diamond Certified company to fix it. Each is scored highest in quality in the most accurate ratings anywhere. So, you'll never be fooled by fake reviews since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. Most companies can't pass. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies, and you're backed by the Diamond Certified Performance Guarantee. Find them at DiamondCertified.org.
Xfinity delivers 10 times more HD choices than satellite. That's more primetime HD, more daytime HD, more movie time HD, and it's all available instantly. It's more HD whenever you want it, making it the ultimate HD experience. Get HD free for 3 months and $100 back when you sign up for the Xfinity Triple Play for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Watch hit HD movies, the latest TV shows, sports, and kids programming whenever you want. You can even watch online, anywhere, anytime, with lightning-fast internet. Plus, you'll get unlimited nationwide calling. Sign up for the Starter XF Triple Play, and we'll give you HD free for 3 months and $100 back. It's Xfinity, only from Comcast. The best HD, more HD, all the time. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 4-18-10. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Minimum term contract required. Early termination fee applies. After HD promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra. HD choices include HD channel lineup and HD programming on demand.
I've lost a few nights' sleep over my investments lately. Who hasn't? It's not that I don't accept the highs and lows of the current market. It's the hands-off treatment by my broker that's been keeping me awake. He just wasn't giving me the attention I needed. So a colleague suggested First Republic Securities. He said his broker has been really accessible. At our first meeting, my broker was realistic with me. She explained things clearly and established something I realized I never had with my other broker. Trust. I left that day feeling optimistic, not because she promised me the moon, but because I felt she would listen to me and provide choices on managing my wealth. I'm glad I made the switch to First Republic Securities.
First Republic Private Wealth Management. Unbiased perspective, responsible advice, client-friendly service. At First Republic, it's a privilege to serve you. Investments in First Republic securities are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and are subject to investment risks, including the possible loss of principal. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Now at the Home Depot, 1 gallon Lantana plants are at a new lower price of 3 for $10. Lantana like California. They like the soil, the climate, the landscape. And with their vibrant colors, you'll like covering your yard with them. Since they're so easy to care for, you'll like watching them bloom all summer long. Especially when you get them for such a likable price. Lantana plants, now 3 for $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
Your car takes care of you. Care for it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in your engine. Use gasoline that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back. Probably the strongest antipathy towards health care reform as a group, you must say, are the Tea Party people. Asked what they're angry about. Three concerns. Health care overhaul. They're angry about that. Government spending in general, and they feel their opinions are not represented in Washington. After 8 years of a conservative administration, they don't feel they're represented in Washington? I'm missing something here, friends. Nevertheless, a surprise. And it was a surprise to me. I'm willing to admit it. Because I always wonder how these people get the time. I mean, I got a job. I don't have time to run around in buses and go to all these things. But Tea Party people are wealthier than the average American and also better educated. All right? So you can put that one to rest. But in that strange admixture of education and politics comes a survey today of Tea Party supporters from University of Washington. Fascinating. 45% of white supporters, erase it from your mind, roll the tape back, start all over again. Of these supporters of the Tea Party, 35% believe that blacks are hardworking. Only 45% believe that blacks are intelligent. Only 41% think that blacks are trustworthy. Perception of Latinos aren't much different. 54% of white Tea Party supporters believe Latinos are hardworking. That's interesting, a little uptick. Only 44% think they're intelligent. And even fewer, 42%, believe Latinos to be trustworthy. When it comes to gays and lesbians, it gets worse. Wow. What do you think of that? Whew. Heavy stuff. I would like to see that survey redone, and I'd like what they don't give me also are controls here. I'd like to just ask that of general Americans. I mean, we know, by the way, we are not beyond race. I mean, don't feel smug. We are doing great compared to 100 years ago, but we have a ways to go, and I think we all have to be willing to admit that. But to clinging to these very, very racist attitudes seems inappropriate to me. What do you guys think? All right, let's talk to Frank in Colorado. How you doing, Frank?
I'm all right. From time to time, I'll hear about a study done to test the efficacy of prayer on cancer patients. And I was wondering if anyone has ever done a study to test the efficacy of prayer on amputees to see if their limbs grow back.
Oh, to see their limbs grow back. Well, I've never seen one grow back, so it almost would be a study you don't need to do, unless you have or wonder. I mean, we are working, by the way. There is an incredible, let's call it a serum, for want of a better word, that's been used on severed fingertips, and where you can induce the capacity to grow back a fingertip, and we're all very excited about that. But a limb, I don't know ever in the history of medicine we've ever seen a limb grow back. So, and there must be people who prayed for the limb to come back. So the fact that it's never happened would make the study kind of meaningless. Tell me about your interest in this.
I'm just curious as that might be a better study as a way to eliminate the possibility for misinterpretation or error as to the cause of the healing.
Right. Well, yes, I agree with you. Your thinking is clear there, because if you find endpoints that are much easier to, because the truth is that all the studies we've done on remote prayer, listen, prayer is good for you. If you get sick, pray. You know, it does seem to give people a positive attitude, and you know that can mean a lot when it comes to feeling better. But all the studies on remote prayer, in other words, you praying for me to get better, you know, have failed, and I would expect that. Listen, as a doctor, I've said this before, and it offends some of you, but I'm sorry, it's the truth. I've seen some of the most wonderful, God-fearing, caring, religious people, you know, that I've loved as patients, and they die, you know, horrible, miserable, painful deaths as frequently as people who are non-believers. So that's just the way it is. It's kind of discouraging in terms of what I think most people would want from a, quote, involved living God. It's discouraging. I'll just leave it. I'll leave it at that. Carlos, Dr. Dean Adell, welcome to the program.
Ooh. Hey, doctor. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
I have a question for you. I'm not circumcised, and you were talking about the moist earlier in the program. And my question is, I do use the same deodorant that I use for my armpits. I use it, you know, down there. And sometimes I'm kind of wondering if I'm doing this right, or I'm kind of damaging this by because of the chemicals. And, you know, and if that is the case, what can I use to avoid the moisture?
Carlos, it's rare. Anyone ask me a question here I've never been asked before. So you're about to win a prize. It's a fascinating deal. Does antiperspirant, does it work? Because the mechanism for the production of moisture, I have to call Marilyn for this one. It's not sweat glands. Yet they could be modified sweat glands, and the moisture has often to do with the fact that it's just a sealed off area. So my first question: Do you think it works?
It feels like it works because it stays dry much, much longer than normal if I don't do anything, if I don't use anything.
Right. But like, right. I tell you, Carlos, here's my feeling about it. I don't imagine you'd harm yourself any more than you would putting it under your armpit, except this is very, very delicate, delicate tissue, and you don't want to fool around with it. The most sensitive nerve endings in your body are contained in your foreskin, not anywhere else. When it's removed, you remove, the most sensitive tissue that there is. Now, I think this has to do with the fact that intact men sometimes feel insecure because of all the jokes and all the stuff that they thought and heard, and maybe a woman in your life has made a comment. Let me say the following thing. If I tried to condemn a woman because she was moist, that would be ridiculous. I've never noticed that men stay away from women because there's moisture. And the fact that there might be some moisture in an intact male, I Carlos, wouldn't worry about it at all, as long as you bathe. I mean, just like you would expect a woman to bathe. And most people want to bathe before they become intimate. So I wouldn't fall for it. I would try to encourage you to do nothing and just bathe, and that's the way God made you, and it's fine, and stick up for yourself. And if you find if a woman happens to, have some objection to it, then sit down and have a conversation with her and tell her she's programmed, because if she was a European woman, South American woman, European woman, Asian woman, any other woman, any other place on the earth, she wouldn't care. So, and also assuming I would want to know whether you possibly could have an infection or something like that. So I would just, even though I can't come up with something horrible, because you maybe there are more men who do this and you have discovered or figured out something. But, so the bottom line, my answer for you, I don't think there's anything horrible coming from it, but I would love to see you not to succumb to this kind of, this is a sexist thing. It's like men who tell women they got to have, larger breasts. And look what women are doing to themselves and having operations on their labia because they think that, there's a certain look that looks better, which comes from porno. That's the only place that's coming from, right? An unfortunate spinoff of that. So there you are, Carlos. Can I tell you, I'm still thinking about the question. All right, I'm Dr. Unidale. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is Randy Mancini of Mancini Sleep World, inviting you to rest easy during our tax-free mattress sale.
Firm or soft or plush, which one's best for me?
Well, side sleepers will typically enjoy a softer mattress, while back sleepers will prefer something a little on the firmer side. Our mattress specialist will help you find the perfect mattress.
I'm on a really tight budget.
We have a huge selection of mattresses that'll fit anyone's budget. Come see what we can do for you at Mancini Sleep World. Visit us at sleepworld.com.
That's the place to go.
At KGO News Talk 810, keeping you posted about breaking news like earthquakes, bridge closures, storms, fires, traffic tie-ups, the big stories you need to know is pretty much what we do. Would you like an inside track? Subscribe to the KGO Breaking News Text Alerts. We'll let you know if there's a big breaking news story with an immediate text right to your phone. To receive KGO Breaking News Text Alerts, text NEWSDESK to 68255 or sign up online at KGORadio.com.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. Classes begin on June 7th and run through August 30th. In that time, you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and
and lots of opportunities for advancement. The Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University begins in June. Call now to reserve your spot. Space is limited. Call 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call, 408-554-4521. Or for more information and a list of other classes, visit kgoradio.com.
And now for the bonus round. Revenge is a dish best served cold. How is justice best served?
With a side of fries?
Correct. I'm rubber, you're glue. What's Daryl?
Newly married.
Correct.
Yes.
Why wouldn't someone use Netflix?
Unlimited instant movies on my TV. Unlimited DVDs by mail. Only $9 a month. No reason?
Correct! Yes! Netflix now delivers movies two ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Watch as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Hi, Tom Baudet wearing a poncho to prove a point. Ponchos may not be in style, but mark my words, they will be. How do I know? Well, we've been saying Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain for years. And now suddenly, frugal is all the rage. What next? One word. Ponchos. Book your room online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudet in a sassy poncho for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Becky. How you doing, Becky?
Hi. In response to the gentleman who just called, my husband is also uncircumcised, and he told me this just like a week ago. It really grossed me out, but he says that he pees in the bathtub. You know, he washes up and everything, but he pees in the bathtub, and not only does it help with athlete's foot, preventing and curing athlete's foot, but it prevents fungus problems in the genital area as well. And he and I have been together for 12 years, and I have never noticed any, you know, unpleasant odors or anything like that.
Right. Well, a couple of things. You know, there are occasionally, you hear of things that urine is good for. There's certain sea critters, the bites thereof, that you're supposed to urinate on, and there's actually a rationale for it. And I would have no reason to expect that uric acid, I'm thinking of the components of urine, couldn't possibly keep, I mean, could keep athlete's foot away. But athlete's foot is very important. His dryness is about it, but he believes it, and I have no reason to challenge it because no one's ever studied it. And in terms of his foreskin, yes, if a man urinates, when this is more than we ever want to get into this one, huh? With the foreskin forward, yes, urine would flush out the inside, so to speak, as opposed to men who retract themselves to urinate. Now, obviously the rabbi got a hold of me, so there are intimacies here. I just don't know. So, you know, he could be onto something, and it raises the issue that we just can't talk about in detail. And that is, you know, what is, you know, when I hear people talk about this issue, especially quote experts who are, you know, pro-circumcisers, I say, well, first of all, let's go back for a second. What's the function of this particular piece of tissue? Why did God put it there? If they're religious, I love that one because they start and stumble, you know, that God screwed up, especially if they're an intelligent designer. You know, why was it put there? It's been put there for a lot of reasons, including sexual reasons. And if you've ever had the occasion to watch pornography from Europe, or including men who are intact, you will see all the little special things that can be done with this particular piece of flesh. And it will make most men who are not intact in this country jealous, and other men, you know, put a smile on their face. But it would certainly blow this issue completely wide open if you could take a look at that. So, all right, it doesn't sound like you have any objections, and I have no reason to question what he's doing. It seems to work, and as you've not noticed anything, I'm sure he washes himself afterwards. And this idea of what men and people do in the shower is something that came to me late in life. I have to say I was an adult before I realized that most people, by survey, actually do in the shower, because the alternative is what? You get out of the shower, dry yourself, pee, and get back in the shower? Right? That doesn't make sense. Enough of that. All right, let's talk to Barry. How you doing, Barry?
How are you?
Barry, yes, you're on the air, sir.
Oh, yes. I was going to ask you your opinion. I got a brochure in the mail for the heart screening where they do all these tests to, you know, check to see if you have any heart disease, see if you have any heart disease. What your opinion on those are?
Yes, well, I would tell you that most doctors object to this. And for a lot of different reasons, happens with these tests. If indeed they find a little something that's benign and you're healthy, so you're a healthy guy, and you go in and they find a little something, they say, maybe you got a little calcium here, or we hear a little thing on the ultrasound. Now, is this for the ultrasound or the calcium screen or both? Do you know that offhand?
I got it in front of me here, and it just shows the things they do. It's stroke, artery screening, heart rhythm.
Yes. Yes. I think most doctors are against it for a lot of reasons. And here's why I'm against it. But if a doctor wanted to order it, I would be for it because it's part of it's in the system. Because what happens is this. You do 1,000 people with it. You pick up a bunch of people who are healthy. Something shows up in the test, not enough to make them sick. But then a physician is obligated to do some heavy, potentially dangerous tests on you to see what's going on. It's a medical legal thing. You come to me and say, hey, Lifeline said I needed some more. And the tests we have to do to prove or disprove what this gentle scanning determines, they can be heavy. And so the side effects of that seem to be worse than whatever they're picking up. And a lot of people get these tests. It's not integrated. Your doctor didn't order it. And if you needed this kind of a thing, your doctor would order it. We would all do it. If we thought that, if from a public health perspective, we thought that this was a good thing, like colonoscopy or whatever, we'd say, hey, people should get one of these every year. The ultrasound part of it is entirely benign. It can't hurt you, can't bother you, etc. But the results are just not enough by themselves to justify doing these other heavier tests. So medicine in general condemns it. And as these tests get better and better, and these outfits try to listen, if this was so good, they wouldn't have to sell it to you with brochures. You know, your doctor would order it. Your insurance company would want you to have it because it would pick up disease earlier and maybe, you know, lower overall medical care costs than you. So for now, with the evidence I have, I'm against it. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK.
Plane's fueled. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Baggage?
Empty crate? A plane ready for takeoff.
Guys, we got an empty dog carrier here.
And your moment of truth.
We need all eyes on a missing dog now.
Which push-to-talk network do you want to keep business flying?
Nothing at ticketing.
Nothing at the gate.
Got a 20 on your missing passenger.
Let me guess. Food court.
Roger that.
When you want the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation, you want Verizon. Plus, now get push-to-talk on the BlackBerry Tour smartphone. Buy one today for $99.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get the second one free. Each phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Early termination and other fees per line apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
For years, we've all heard about solar energy, electricity right from the sun. No fuel, no emissions, no waste. It used to require an enormous investment, but no longer. Now with the solar lease from SolarCity, solar power is affordable for everyone. Join the thousands of SolarCity homes and businesses who have installed a solar system for no upfront cost. It's really the new way to go solar. All you do is pay a low monthly payment that dramatically lowers your electric bill. You actually start saving from day one. It's remarkable. You save energy, you save money, you help change the world. Now, imagine if your whole neighborhood went solar, your whole city. What if 1/3 of California went solar? It's huge. What a difference we could all make. Go to our savings calculator at solarcity.com or call 877-599-SOLAR. That's 877-599-SOLAR, 877-599-SOLAR. Solar City, we're changing the world one home at a time.
This spring, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, the Sears Blue Automotive crew will make sure your car is just as prepared. And we offer price matching to get you the best price, guaranteed. Come into the Sears Automotive Center now through April 15th to save on all Bridgestone tires and get up to a $100 prepaid American Express card with a purchase of four. Plus, get a standard Valvoline oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point inspection for only $29.99. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
An enchanting blend of pantomime and music. The San Francisco Symphony performs Charlie Chaplin's own music for The Gold Rush as his cinematic masterpiece is projected on a giant screen above the orchestra. Tickets are on sale now at sfsymphony.org or call 415-864-6000. Now through Saturday at Davie Symphony Hall, Charlie Chaplin's uproarious The Gold Rush with the San Francisco Symphony.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean here. Let's talk to Linda in Oregon. How you doing, Linda?
I was kind of concerned about a term that I heard you use on the radio when talking about the tea partiers. You referred to them as tea baggers a couple of times. And I'm just concerned. I'm definitely not a tea party supporter. I'm a progressive liberal, so I'm not supporting the tea party. But I think it's really important that we respect them. And to call them tea baggers is actually an insult to them. So I think we need to really stick to the term tea party.
Gosh, I had no idea. I've heard the term teabagger used by CNN, NBC, CBS, all the networks, and I thought they maybe thought it was cute. And so, no, if I want to offend somebody, I wouldn't use anything so weak. How do you feel, Linda, about them comparing your president to Adolf Hitler? I'm offended by that. What do you think of that?
I sure am offended by that, and I really didn't think that you were trying to offend anybody, but I wanted you to be aware of that. In fact, when the party first started, the group first started, they called themselves teabaggers. But when they learned about the really vulgar implications of the term, then they stopped using it, I believe. So.
Oh, my gosh, and I'm totally out of it. I have no idea. I didn't know that. So I feel justified if they called themselves that. I had no idea. Is it something you can say on the air what the word teabagger means? I've never heard the term.
If I didn't, but...
Okay. All right, we will discuss that off the air. Heather will discuss it with you, and then we can make further corrections later on. So your point is well taken. All right, Phil, Dr. Dean Adele here. Can we do it real quickly?
Good afternoon. Several weeks ago, we talked about poor eyesight and its persistence in our genome, even though it seemed to be a non-survival characteristic. I'm having cataract surgery, and I was just talking about this with my surgeon, and he had a truly fascinating non-genetic take on the persistence of poor vision.
Yes, go fast.
Which was, if you had poor vision, you weren't out hunting, you were hanging around the campsite, and therefore had greater, shall we say, access to the tribe's female.
Yes, no, that's actually been thought about because, say, farsighted people, nearsighted people have much better close-up vision. So that could be. All right, that's the program. I'm Dr. Dean Adele. Join us for the next one.
Brian Copeland here, cleaning out the closet. Did you know the items you donate to Goodwill take on a new life, creating job opportunities for almost 17,000 people through career training and placement each year? Donating also helps divert almost 70 million pounds of goods that would otherwise end up in a landfill. Donate today to your local Goodwill, the ultimate recycler. To find a donation location near you, go to BayAreaGoodwills.org. That's BayAreaGoodwills.org.
Guys, getting dressed and looking great is easy with Van Heusen during the lowest prices of the season sale at JCPenney. With the largest selection of fitted and regular fit Van Heusen dress shirts for $19.99, you can wear a new option each day. Same could be said for all sports shirts and polos. They're 55% off. With the no iron short sleeve sports shirt at $15.99, you can put away your least favorite appliance. New look, new day. Who knew? JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 4/24/2010.
Why is it that the larger a bank gets, the less it seems to get you? When did you become merely an account number? How come when you have questions, there's no one there to answer? Well, maybe it's time you asked around. Maybe it's time to Ask Comerica, the bank that answers to you. Since 1849, we've given our customers the personalized one-on-one attention they need to make informed decisions. So, while most banks make you sit on hold, Comerica actually sits down with you. From understanding which mortgage program is best for you, to getting the capital your business needs, simply ask Comerica. With over 161 years of know-how, our banking professionals can show you how. So, if you're looking for a bank that's big enough to help but small enough to care, ask Comerica. We answer to you. To find a Comerica banking center nearest you, visit Comerica.com/grow or call 800-292-1300. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender and equal housing lender.
It's Gil Gross. I guess it could say the whole show today is people who are... Gross. I guess it could say the whole show today is people...